curious about the issue of checkpoint inhibitors in people who have had liver transplants. Obviously, it seems like it'd be a concern.
Yeah, I would not recommend using checkpoint inhibitors in this population. I mean, one of the larger experiences is in kidney transplant, where there's been publications where patients have developed malignancies post-transplant, post-kidney transplant, and while they might have received checkpoint inhibitors for their squamous cell lung cancer or head and neck cancer that recurs, and they might have responses, the risk of graft failure was extremely high. And in the context of a kidney transplant, we have dialysis. In the context of a liver transplant, that's not an option. So we do often try to minimize the immunosuppression, but to say that giving a checkpoint inhibitor would be an appropriate intervention for these patients, regardless of maybe some small experience, I think would not be a very prudent thing to do. We've certainly seen cases that I personally have not been involved with, but that we've seen come through our center of significant graft failure. And these patients might not necessarily die right away. I mean, you can live some period of time with recurrence, and to iatrogenically induce liver failure with a drug like this, I don't think is prudent.
Do we know, though, how many patients with status post-liver transplant have received checkpoint inhibitors and how many were rejected? Do we have any data?
I don't think it's been looked at very carefully. You know, I think most of us in the field have shied away from that because of the concern, especially when we have other things to do now, right? And of all the exciting data about checkpoint inhibitors, they're still unproven.